Park City was inundated with Tour of Utah fever over the weekend, starting on Saturday with the pass-through of Stage 5 of the tour from Snow Basin to Snowbird via the top of Guardsman Pass. That stage was preceded by about 500 regular citizens who tried what's called the ultimate challenge, riding the stage before the pros. That would explain if you saw some less racy-looking cyclists, sometimes zigzagging or even walking up the mine road, before the real racers screamed through over the 116-mile stage with 12,000 feet of climbing. Then on Sunday, after Park City Mayor Dana Williams opened the race, cyclists did several ceremonial laps in Old Town before heading out into Summit and Wasatch counties. The race passed through Midway and Wasatch State Park before heading up the backside of the steep Empire Pass, before then finally descending to Main Street to a cheering crowd in the finish. The six-stage race featured a wide variety of Utah's landscape and geology, starting in southern Utah last week. Mayor Williams said of the event that he was proud of Park City and how many people turned out in support of both the Tour of Utah and the Silly Market, which had been relocated for the day to Upper Main Street.
I spent the day at the race yesterday and could not have been more proud of our community, how many people showed up. What a just awesome event that was all the way through the day. And the mix with the Silly Market, I had every organizer of the Tour of Utah come up and compliment the staff and how well this was organized. And so my kudos to everybody that participated yesterday, and especially the amount of people that showed up. It was awesome.
The overall winner of the tour was American Tommy Danielson, riding for Team Garmin-Sharp. He claimed that victory despite finishing third behind Spain's Francisco Macebo into Old Town in the final stage on Sunday. Danielson clinched the overall title over second-place finisher Chris Horner, who won Saturday's stage at Snowbird. Horner, riding for Team Radio Shack, was the one wearing the yellow jersey going into the final stage, but he finished about a minute and a half behind Danielson on Main Street. Finally, Park City's native son, Tanner Putt, riding for the Bontrager Cycling Team, raced up Main Street of his hometown amid fervent cheers from the local crowd. While relatively new to this level of cycling at barely 21 years of age, Putt had a strong finish on Sunday, crossing the line 45th and ending up 49th overall out of some 125 riders who started the tour last week. Putt leaves Park City again early this week for his next international cycling event, the USA Pro Challenge, a seven-day stage race in Colorado, beginning in Aspen on August 19th. I'm Lynn Ware-Peak, KPCW News.